Four Israeli cabinet ministers are traveling to the United States this weekend to try to convince Washington that the Palestinian Authority should be treated like the Taliban and Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. The move follows this week's assassination of an Israeli cabinet minister, an attack that prompted Israel to reoccupy parts of several West Bank cities. Israel says its army will stay put until Palestinian security officials arrest and hand over the killers of the cabinet minister. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has refused. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
Since the terror attacks in the U.S. last month, American officials have been eager to quell this conflict. The fear is that more Palestinian dead will inflame Arab public opinion just when the U.S. needs Arab allies for its operation in Afghanistan. But a month-old truce accord seems increasingly beyond salvage, and once again, Israel is trying to draw parallels where Washington doesn't want to see them. Public Security Minister Uzi Landau says Israel should follow the U.S. example.
They don't say that terrorism you cannot fight and does not have military solution. They fight militarily. They don't say that you have to negotiate, that you must negotiate with terrorism. They don't negotiate with terrorists, and they also don't negotiate with those who sponsor terrorism. They just fight it.
The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine claimed responsibility for this week's assassination, but Israel blames Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority. A newspaper quoted Prime Minister Ariel Sharon as saying the Arafat era is over. Palestinian officials claim there's an Israeli plot to kill Arafat. Israel denies it, but military analyst Ephraim Inbar says few in the government see any hope for a lasting ceasefire with Arafat in charge.
Arafat has failed terribly as a Palestinian leader, and he's unable to produce any change within Palestinian society toward a more conciliatory mood toward Israel. And they are waiting for the successor, I think. What do we call in basketball? Garbage time. That's what we have now.
Left-leaning Labor Party members of Sharon's coalition do not seem to be part of such a consensus, and they're reported to be considering whether to pull out of the government. Transport Minister Ephraim Sneh is quoted as saying he sees the beginning of moves to dismantle the Palestinian Authority and warns this would only lead to a more militant leadership. Analyst Inbar sees no problem with that. He says it would simply make it easier for Israel to fight the Palestinians without international condemnation. Palestinians, in turn, say the problem is Prime Minister Sharon, and they expect no end to violence until he's out of office. Political analyst Mustafa Barghouti notes that Sharon this week declared he would accept a Palestinian state, but only a demilitarized entity with Israeli security zones in Gaza and the West Bank and Israeli control of all borders and airspace. Sharon is also reported to have said he would not dismantle any Jewish settlements.
And actually he is talking about creating pantostans, clusters of prisons for Palestinians with a racial discriminatory system worse than the apartheid system in South Africa. And then he's saying to Palestinians, call it a state if you want. It doesn't work this way.
As attitudes sour, most predict worsening violence. Arafat's forces have arrested several members of the group that carried out this week's assassination, but they are not likely to hand them over to Israel. That would enrage Palestinian hardliners. Prime Minister Sharon, too, faces trouble from his right wing. A group of ultranationalists had already decided to quit his coalition, and the assassination has brought more calls for tough action. Once again, many are looking to Washington, pleading for American pressure to force some kind of breakthrough. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.